during one of my check-in calls with La Tribu client, you know, we were discussing his struggle with just getting everything done in the day. And we went through his schedule. We went through his typical day. You know, what time does he wake up? What time does he go to sleep? And everything he does in between. And it was still seeming like he didn't have enough time. Right. So, you know, he woke up between 7:15 in the morning and kind of went about his day. So I posed the question, what if you just wake up half an hour earlier? And take it a step further, don't just wake up half an hour, but know what you're going to do as soon as you wake up. And it could go different ways, right? There's people that wake up and the first thing they do is straight to the shower, get ready, and go from there. There's other people that wake up, have a cup of coffee first, or drink water first, and maybe check emails or check your phone and all that and get into that, right? So with him, you know, we had this conversation that I've had before with other members of just try waking up half an hour earlier, but take it a step further and the night before have written down 2 to 4 things that you're going to knock out as soon as you wake up. So have it pre-planned, right? Don't let distractions kind of take control of that extra time that you're giving yourself. And if it's waking up to go for a run, go for a walk, to clear your head, whatever it is, or to kind of just get in the mindset of getting your day started, make sure those things are written down, right? So if you're saying I'm going to wake up at 6:30, right? I'm going to wake up at 6:30 and write it down. I usually put it in my notes, in my phone, the night before of just, okay, this is what I got to do. Whether it's, again, wake up and shower, wake up and drink coffee, wake up and, you know, record some of these messages, whatever that is, right? Just be intentional about writing what it is and then stay consistent for it for at least 3 to 5 days and just see how it feels. And you'll know that obviously in the morning, the earlier you wake up, then that's more of uninterrupted time, right? There's less distractions, right? Family's still asleep. And you really have this time to just really crank out a bunch of stuff, right? You if you can be consistent with sitting down at your desk or wherever your workstation is and not even picking up your phone, right? Other than to check the notes. You check the notes, man, this is what I got to do. Write it down, put the phone down, and then just get to it. You'll notice that you can create and do more within that even half hour or an hour that you have, as long as you're focused and kind of like have this laser focus of this is what I got to knock out. You'll see how it kind of launches your day in the right direction, right? Why? Because you were so productive, you were so intentional, and you did it early on that the rest of the day will follow. Most times we don't have the plan set up, we don't have direction in the morning, and that really just kind of sets us up to feel like the whole day was lost, right? So if you're struggling with feeling that your days are lost or that you don't have enough time throughout the day, the first thing, you know, I would advise is take inventory on your day, like, and be honest, obviously, with it, right? Be 100% transparent of what it is it that you're doing every day. And you can start by every hour on the hour, go back and write down the things that you did the last hour. And that only takes 2 to 3 minutes, right? And you'll start seeing these deficiencies or these time blocks where you're really just wasting time. And what do you do about that, right? So take inventory of your day, really invest in finding out where those time breaks are, where you're losing focus and doing something else. And look, you know, being realistic, you know, right? Life happens and you have to maybe take something on that wasn't planned, but because it just has to get fixed, right? Especially with kids or with situations like that, there's a lot of things that just happen and you have to take care of, right? But if the majority of your day is under control and it starts with that morning routine, if you're the majority of your day is under control, you'll notice that over 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days, you really start feeling this rush of energy because you're getting so much done. And more importantly, you're staying on track and you're staying on the road, on the path. So if you have any questions about this, go ahead and DM me. Appreciate you guys for listening. And remember that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.